Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, fire crews are focused on dousing hotspots and containing major wildfires in Los Angeles County as Santa Ana winds return.
Despite the higher winds in some areas today, so far, so good. Flame activity is mostly non-existent on both the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire. Firefighters spent the last couple of days really reinforcing fire lines to prevent anything from sparking up again. No big new fires have ignited in the wind, but the wind is also nothing close to what it was last week.
ABC's Alex Stone. Brokered talks resume tomorrow in hopes of finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Sources say 33 hostages could be freed, including two Americans in the initial phase. At a Senate confirmation hearing today, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth reversed his earlier stance on women's role in the military and pushed back on allegations of financial and personal misconduct. Nearly a dozen other confirmation hearings are scheduled this week. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 47-year-old Virgil Thu is being held on a $5 million cash bond in connection to a triple murder case in New Lisbon. Initially charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Elizabeth Colba and two juvenile females ages 12 and 13, more charges were filed against Thu last week. They included three counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a felon, using a vehicle without consent, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Juneau County District Attorney Kenneth Hamm requested the high cash bond, saying Thu admitted to law enforcement that he tried to hide his crimes and elude the police. A Juneau County Sheriff's deputy arrested Thu in Elroy last week. Thu's next court appearance is February 13th. A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. Here's Derek Tritz.
A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public, however, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Five Serve Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows near zero. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On Wednesday's show, we're live from our Oshkosh studio. We'll be joined by Nate Olson of Olson Legal Group. He's sponsoring our Veteran Salute segment, and we'll feature his veteran-owned business.
We'll also meet Jeff Erke from Pickle and Bags, and Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh will also be with us.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabach.
Good evening, Wisconsin. How is everybody doing? I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining me here at Nightlight on this Tuesday night. We will keep you company for the next 2 hours and hopefully take your mind off whatever you're stressing over as we talk about some of the more fun things in life, like TV and movies and comedy. And tonight, we're talking nutrition. We're only 2 weeks into the new year. And I think the second Friday of the month is people typically have tossed their New Year's resolutions aside. A lot of New Year's resolutions include losing weight and getting healthy. Conrad, I remember you gave a very vague New Year's resolution when you said, I just want to get more healthy.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Have you?
I'm eating a lot better is the main thing I wanted to do.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's the most important thing. Even more so than exercise. But tonight, we're gonna do a deep dive into nutrition with our first guest at 6:35. Sherry Stoka joins us. She owns Wayless MD down in the Milwaukee area, and Sherry's great. I've talked to her before about health and nutrition, and she's got all the answers. She will be here at 6:35. I've got tons of questions for her. You will be allowed to text in your questions for Sherry as well. So she'll be here at 6:35, and then we are going to rock out tonight. We've got Ask Your Mother in the studio at 7:20. Two of the guys from Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, will be here at 7:20. And, you know, those guys are so much fun. I think, honestly, if I had a house band, it would be Eric and Adam. I don't think they have any interest in that because I don't have the budget for it.
They can do it for free, don't you think?
Yeah, they don't have too much going on. They are one of the hardest working bands in the area, and it's going to be fun to have those guys in the studio. Always a great time. We've got, we've got a lot to get to tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on. What do you think? Today I woke up and I saw three articles on different websites. When I write these Hollywood beats, Tom Brady is all over the place. It's not really Hollywood, but it is show business because it's sports and because Tom Brady is a personality now. He seems to mess up a lot. And it's funny. It doesn't bother me. Like, I don't lose my mind over it. Color commentary is like, it's not that difficult. I think you could do it, Conrad, and do a decent enough job. I don't think you could forecast plays, but I think you could say, that was a really nice catch over the middle.
And he caught the ball.
Yeah.
And he's going.
Coach does not look happy with him. Well, he just threw an interception. It's not rocket science. I mean, they're paying Brady $375 million because he's got 7 Super Bowl rings, thinking he will have some insight into color commentary, which he does. He's a brilliant football mind, but It doesn't mean he's necessarily articulate. He does seem to forget a lot of stuff. I mean, the guy's been hit in the head a lot. He played football till he was in his middle age. He's going to forget a few things. Or maybe he's nervous. I don't know. But people lose their minds over this. Social media comments. He's not qualified. Get him out of the booth. Like, who are you and where are you texting from? What are you doing with your life? And I don't need to fight Tom Brady's battles. I'm hit or miss on the guy. He's a great quarterback. I don't know anything about him, though. Other than his marriage didn't work out. And that made me sad.
Really? It made you sad?
A little bit. I'm a Giselle Bundchen fan, I'll be honest. No, but whatever. The guy, you know, he's just Tom Brady. He's just fine. Some of the Greg Olsen is great at color
commentary. Greg Olsen is amazing.
He's the best. And I think what some fans are upset about is that Brady replaced Greg Olsen, maybe, on some broadcasts. And Brady seems to have an issue with the Packers, because whenever he calls a Packers game, he forgets stuff.
He doesn't like the Packers, and he doesn't like the Eagles.
But you're just saying that because that's when he makes his goofs, or you really think that?
He actually just does. I don't think just from his career, I don't think he likes those two teams.
Okay. But he wouldn't make himself look like an idiot on purpose. He could say, you know, he could say something passive aggressive about the teams, not go, oh, I can't remember who else the Packers lost to. take some notes.
Sometimes you get a little CTE in there. And I think
it could be, and that's not a laughing matter. If that's what he's got, okay. However, the rules changed in the NFL. Terry Bradshaw took hits.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was protected by and large for a lot of his career. I'm glad those rules exist, because sucky quarterback play is no fun. You have to some degree, protect the quarterback. I'm glad those rules are there. And I think those rules allowed Brady to play much longer. And I'm not saying this for selfish purposes. Watching football isn't fun with bad quarterback play. But I also care. I mean, when I see a guy get hit on the field, it's since we now know what happens to the brain, since all of the science has come out, it's horrifying. So I'm glad we protect players as best we can. My point is, Brady, I don't think, would have played into his mid-40s had he played in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But people don't... Terry Bradshaw messes up all the time. He can't think of his word. People don't go after him. They go after Brady. Why? Because he's loaded. He's got 7 rings. He's good-looking. I don't know.
It's just the day of Twitter or X, you know, where everyone just has to... go after someone.
It's easy to take shots at people from behind your phone, whatever.
You know who's really good, though? Jim Nantz.
Oh, he's great.
It was his 500th broadcast last week.
That's all? I mean, I don't mean that sarcastically.
I think he seems just in the NFL. Because he does a lot of other sports, too.
He does golf, right?
He does golf. I think. I think he does some more stuff, too.
Jim Nantz is great. Al Michaels is great. The play-by-play guys, by and large, like, that's what they're trained to do. And they still make mistakes every once in a while. But Tom Brady, I guess it just doesn't bother me. I'm not tuning in for the sole purpose of seeing Tom Brady speak eloquently. I'm not. If he messes up, I go, oh, okay. And one time he called the Eagles the Phillies, and he goes, I'm sorry, I meant Philly. Okay, but people are losing their minds over that? Like, get a life. It's crazy.
That's a pretty simple mistake. You know,
very simple.
They do got a baseball team there that's called the Phillies.
Correct. So. And even if he said Phillies and meant Phillies, not a big deal.
Yeah. If you said the Philly cheesesteaks, that would be a little different.
That would be weird. That would be maybe time for an appointment. So I have to get to a text last night because we ran out of time. I had so much fun with Victoria Davis. She was such a great guest. I saw Steady Eddie's text here, and I said, we'll read that to close the show. And I did, but I ran out of time. So I'm going to read Steady Eddie's text. Last night, our question was, what is your favorite superhero movie? We also talked a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks. So I kind of rushed through Steady Eddie's text. I want to read it. I want to take my time, take a breath, let the text breathe. He's one of our regular texters, and Steady Eddie says, Pete, I remember the Bucks in their beginning, and I was big into basketball, and I loved the Bucks. The Bucks radio play-by-play guy had nicknames for the Bucks players like the Cement Mixer, the Greyhound, Cowboy, Gentleman John, the Electric Eye, King Kareem. I myself did some serious balling back then. Sometime I'll tell you and your listeners about my perfect game on the hardwoods. On one magical day, I went 5 for 5 from the field and 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Wow.
It's 12 points. I don't know if that's
magic. That's impressive.
It's a nice outing. Steady Eddie, he says, you can't do better than that. That's true. That is a perfect stat line. My perfect shooting percentage performance has been tied, but never surpassed at any level, high school, college, or even the NBA. The St. Denis team we played against that Sunday afternoon in the Catholic Youth Organization League was a real defensive juggernaut, so please stop giggling. He knew I was going to giggle. He knew I was going to read that and giggle. Get out of my head, Steady Eddie. Sorry we ran out of time yesterday, but we appreciate your text, buddy. That's great. Tom from New Berlin tonight says, Nance and Romo, awesome. You know, it's weird. I loved Tony Romo when he started out, but I kind of feel like he's gotten lazy. I don't know. He used to, Tony Romo, when he first started, could like predict the next play. It was crazy. I'm not seeing that anymore. Not that I expect that. That's like magic stuff. But I don't think he's as good as he was when he started. I could be wrong.
Do you think that'll be Tom Brady down the line too?
I mean, Tony Romo started at his ceiling, in my opinion. I hope this is Brady's floor. But he doesn't need the gig. The guy like is a part owner of the Raiders. He's loaded for life. He probably gets money from his ex-wife, because I heard at one point she has even more than him. So maybe she's paying him husband support. I have no idea.
Have you heard about the that Eagles fan that was yelling at the Packers fan during the game?
I did, and I was going to bring that up. That's really... He's lost his job.
Yeah, he got fired today.
And he's banned from the stadium forever. And people on Twitter are in a lather over that, too. Oh, this guy, he's just a sports fan. Really?
It's one thing to be a sports fan and one thing to just be plain hateful, you know?
That guy, what he was saying had nothing to do with sports. He's a miserable human being.
Yes.
And you got to be careful. Like, this is the day of social media. You think you're going to get away with that? You're either going to get punched in the face, which I'm sure people wanted to do.
I'm surprised that guy didn't, but he held his, he's just like, all right, we're just going to ignore you now.
The fiance or the husband or whatever?
Yeah, the husband. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people are on Twitter saying. Back in my day, I would have just punched him out. Okay.
Yeah. Surrounded sure by Eagles fans. Right. You're the only Packers fans up in the nosebleeds. Okay.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, the guy... You don't want to escalate it. You're right. What if the guy, what if 20 guys pounced on him?
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen.
Security. I don't know. Whatever. The guy, I don't know what the right punishment is, but I have no sympathy for that guy.
I don't either.
Cannot say that to another person.
Did you see what that girl got?
Yeah, they sent her Packers swag, right? Or something like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
She already had some.
She was decked,
she's got a lot more.
Decked out in it. She but was. Now she's got...
All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about Wisconsin roads and how they're too dark. You won't want to miss that, folks. And I'm watching Fear the Walking Dead again. I don't know. I need help. But I'm watching it because my daughter wants to watch it. All right, Sherry Stoka coming up at 6:35. Get your health questions ready. And we didn't do our question of the night. We got to do that when we come back, too. We'll put the question out there. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or OlsonLegalGroup.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
About TV personalities, and we did not get to our question of the night. Conrad, let's get to the question of the night, shall we?
Talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What are your diet and nutrition questions? Folks, send them my way. I'm a former comedian, current writer, and radio host. Who better to ask about your diet and nutrition questions? And if I can't answer them, and I probably can't, we will direct them to our first guest tonight, Sherry Stoka, who will join us at 6:35. She's great. She owns Wayless MD outside of Milwaukee, and she sent me some topics that we should get into tonight about diets people do, big mistakes people make. So that's going to be a fun discussion. I've always been kind of fascinated by nutrition. I'm always willing to try a new thing. I was a vegan for 9 months at one point. I've done keto. I did the cabbage soup diet back in the 90s, which was awful. But send us your diet and nutrition questions. We can have some fun with those, and we can send them Sherry's way as well. And you can do that at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is how you get a hold of us, old school, on the phone. You can also try to, or you can text us on the app. Just open up that Civic Media app, and we are on statewide. So just press the little icon next to whatever station you're listening to and fire away. Conrad, let us know how we can watch Nightlight on the radio. On the TV.
Yeah, so if you go to Facebook, we're under WISS, Nightly with Pete Schwabler, WGBW. On YouTube, it's Civic Media, WGBW. And Twitter, Civic Media, or WGBW.
Perfect.
Give us a like.
Get a hold of us any way you can, but get a hold of us. We did pick up a couple follows yesterday. We're getting close.
We go.
We're close to 600 follows and 300 likes. So, yeah, absolutely. They don't cost anything. I felt kind of bad. Last night I said I felt like a panhandler when I'm asking for likes and follows, but that's what people do. Like, you go on social media, it's all about, that's all they want. So it kind of comes with the territory. And I just realized last night when I went off the air, they're free. It doesn't cost anybody to give a like or a follow. So I have no problem asking. I've done an about face there. I can swallow my pride. So here's what I'm going to talk about right now. Driving here, I had to pull over to get gas, and I've noticed since I commute, and it's typically dark both ways unless it's summer, Wisconsin roads are not very well lit.
No.
And, you know, I have pretty good eyesight, but I pulled over, I think it was Sunset Beach Road or Brown Road, one of those, and I pulled into the wrong lane, and I'm heading towards oncoming traffic, and I'm like, wait a minute, There was a median strip there that was not lit. Like, I just made a left turn off the exit ramp, and I'm driving, and my nightlight life flashed before my very eyes. I had to back up quickly and go around the median strip. It was a big curb. Otherwise, I just would have drove right over it. But there was no marker, no indication. And when you go out here and you go down Main Street into downtown, we are downtown, but onto Broadway and up to 43, it's very dark.
It is.
Have you ever gone that way?
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's dark. I don't know what it is with Wisconsin, but everywhere, I feel like every city, there's some part that's just not well lit. And it's kind of nervous or like nerve-wracking going down that road.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's a problem. And, you know, we have a lot of, I would say Northeast Wisconsin has its share of old folks. I feel bad for them. Like, yeah. My eyes are halfway decent. But, oh, my God, I just, whatever. You know what? I wouldn't even be mad if the ticket I paid over at the parking garage here that I complained about last night, if that's going to light the roads, yeah, I'm happy to do that. I'll send you an extra 50. But let's get that going. So I finished the show Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. It's a Taylor Sheridan show. A lot of people are equating it to Yellowstone. I got to say, I like Billy Bob Thornton. Like, when he's not the lead, I take that back. I saw him in a show called Goliath a few years ago, and I liked Goliath. But when he's emphasizing or exaggerating that Texas drawl, it kind of gets old. And he's an immensely talented guy. He's a great actor. He wrote one of my favorite film noirs ever, One False Move. He's very good. Sling Blade was great. But this show is like, it's like Dallas if it was even trashier. He's got a 17-year-old daughter played by a 28-year-old, but it's all about like her having sex with her boyfriend, and the mom is Ali Larder, and she comes in, and it's so trash. Like, you got this kind of interesting story about oil in Texas and our dependency on oil and the drama therein around the an area called the Patch in Texas. That was interesting. But I don't know. There was just something kind of slimy about the show. I'd love to know what you think. If you've seen Landman, let me know. 855-752-4842. I'm also watching Fear the Walking Dead that my daughter, I saw it and I was not blown away by it, but my daughter is still home from college and she wanted to start it because she loved The Walking Dead. And I said, well, I like The Walking Dead too. I don't think Fear the Walking Dead adds up. I'm sucked in now. I don't like it, but it's become part of our nightly routine. So now I look forward to it, even though I don't like the show.
It's a hate watch, huh?
It is. It's a hate watch. It's a way to spend time because we make comments throughout the show. So it's sort of bringing us closer together. It's allowing us to spend time together at night. But yeah, the show is not that great. It's kind of all over the place. Did you watch any of The Walking Deads? Were you a fan?
No. You know what I did watch, though? The first episode is called Shifting Gears. And have you seen Last Man Standing with Tim Allen?
I mean, when it first came out, I checked out an episode or two, but yeah.
I love that show.
Okay.
And it obviously went off air, and then they made a spinoff now called Shifting Gears, and it's just Tim Allen and then his daughter.
Okay.
So first episode came out, and it's a little different because they made his wife die, you know? But other than that, it's funny so far.
Okay. Network?
Fox.
Oh, but it is a network sitcom. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's worth it. So thumbs up on that one, Shifting Gears. I'm going to go mediocre on Landman.
Oh, wow.
And thumbs. I'm going to go mediocre to thumbs down on my second viewing of Fear the Walking Dead, which I'm already in season 3. I could be watching new stuff right now.
Yeah.
But because I want to spend time with my daughter.
Hey, there's a new season of Kitchen Nightmares. There you go.
Barf. I shouldn't say that. I can't watch those shows.
You just don't like it? Or like,
it's not that I don't like it. It's just not, I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying they're not well done. I don't know. All right. Cherry Stoka is coming up next. Shoot us your nutrition and diet questions. Let us know what you're watching. Whatever. It's a wide open thing. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child. See our story at WISS.FM for more safety tips. While the NFL seems to have the Super Bowl on its mind, the city of Green Bay, its organizations, and the community are thinking ahead to the NFL Draft 2025. Green Bay Councilmember and president of On Broadway, Brian Johnson, says programming plans are underway.
When we look at programming, we recognize that there are people in our community that can benefit from this event as well, and we'll want to participate. We have folks from out of town that be looking for things to do, but we know that when they're at the draft, they want to be at the draft. So our programming efforts are really focused on the hours that are before and after.
The NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th at Titletown in Lambeau Field. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows near zero. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified currently the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Nice pull. We haven't heard that in a while. That's a good one. Eric from Lodi says, nutrition question. We'll save this for Sherry. I just wanted to read it because it's so bizarre. Are Homo sapiens considered white meat or dark meat? Asking for a friend who I assume is a cannibal. Unrelated, what's your blue sky handle? I don't know if I want to give that out. If you're asking, it's just Peach Wabba. Same as Twitter, same as Facebook, same as all of the above. Thank you, Eric. Always a fun texter. All right, this is exciting. We've got just a fun show tonight. Two of the guys, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, are here from Ask Your Mother. They'll be rocking the studio at 7:20. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome someone I've gotten to know over the years. She's just great. She owns Wayless MD down in the Milwaukee area, and she is a dietitian and nutritionist and incredibly knowledgeable. So if you are concerned about your health, it's good that you are here tonight. It's my pleasure to welcome Sherry Stoka. Sherry, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I went on like a 5-year sabbatical, so I'm back. And
oh, you did?
Yeah. not. It wasn't self-imposed. It was the industry wanted nothing to do with me. I'm kidding. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm like noticing all my lights in the background. I'm trying to minimize the lighting, but I'm doing well. You know, I'm excited to be here. I feel like there's still like a lot of information, like really good information that needs to get out there. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Same. We made our every night, Sherry, we do a question of the night, and tonight we made it. What are your diet and nutrition questions? So we're going to kind of gear them to you as they come in. I'll take a crack at them myself and mislead people, and then you can come in and play cleanup if that's okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. So, how long do people typically stick to their New Year's resolutions? Do you know when it comes to diet and exercise?
Yeah. So, I mean, based on kind of the things that we see and based on, you know, obviously some research that they do, it's usually like 30 days, you know, 30 wow. to 45 days.
That's yeah. crazy. That's not that long. Yeah. And in fact, honestly, I'm surprised that some people last that long.
Yeah. Well, and I would expect it to just get shorter and shorter because as our health deteriorates more, weight loss resistance increases. And so people get frustrated super quick.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, why am I doing all this when nothing works? Right, and then the cycle continues.
It's so hard because when you get older, I think I mentioned in an email to you, I was doing this great program. I've tried a lot of different things over the years. When I moved back to Wisconsin, I had an awesome 3.5 pack. I don't need any kind of pack now, but I'd like to get, you know, where I'm lean and healthy. Yeah. And I've had moments where I've been close, but I can't seem to follow through. So this fall, I dropped about 20 pounds. I did like a keto thing during the day to give up gluten as well. And then I fasted like from 4 to 10. And it was working. And I'd get up and take a walk, then I would do that. And I don't want to say it wasn't sustainable, but I went to a wedding and then I got sick. And then now I'm a month, you know, I feel like I put on like 6 or 7 pounds already. What do you tell people who have trouble sticking to some? First of all, if you don't mind, tell me what you thought about my plan, if it sounds healthy. And what do you tell people who have trouble sticking to something?
I mean, the plan that you were doing should be a very short-term plan. Mm. That is absolutely not sustainable. Well, first of all, there's just a lot of, you know, misinformation that goes out there about keto. I mean, keto is good short term. It is not good long term. There are very, so if you think about, okay, so the keto eliminates carbohydrates, right? So you're having like minimal carbs. And when I always go back to the foundation, and I tell people all the time, when you don't have the foundation set, weight loss is going to be a constant struggle. And one of the foundational components of weight loss is gut health. And the gut thrives off of carbohydrates. You need fiber. You need that. So keto is good. It absolutely can help like insulin resistance. I mean, there's studies that show it helps, you know, other like different like epilepsy and things like that. But it should absolutely not be long term. And then you have fasting, which I kind of feel like people are a little confused with that too, because intermittent fasting was designed to be done intermittently, not every single day, because the body loves a little bit of stress. It doesn't like prolonged stress. So the more you stress the body, you're pushing it more into like weight loss resistance. So there's like that fine line. And I feel like with you, and I don't know, you know, you said that you started to gain, was it because you just, I mean, people that continue to do what you're doing, it will absolutely stop because of the stress on the body.
Okay. Well, what I would do is do like Monday through Friday, I would do that. And then I would do, I didn't want to call it a cheat day, but I would have, you know, a couple potatoes and a steak and maybe a real sugar soda, something, because I don't even drink anymore. So I feel like I got to have some fun. But then I would go back in the program, and it was sustainable until, like I said, I got sick. And I don't know, maybe I eventually would have fallen off of it anyway, but the benefits I've read from fasting about keeping your levels down and how, you know, it gives your digestive system a break and all that kind of stuff. But you're saying short term.
Intermittent fasting was, so there was two different components there. So doing intermittent fasting 5 to 6 times a week, I think, is too much. Okay. If you wanted to be an intermittent faster your whole life, because there's huge benefits, I would do it 2 to 3 times a week. And, you know, kind of, you have an eating window and you have a fasting window. But so your body's like recovering in the meantime. Okay. You know, so if you're doing it, you said five to six.
Let's call it 5 days. Yeah.
That may be a little bit too much, but okay. Then the other component to that is, what are you getting when you're eating, and how much are you getting when you're eating in that feeding period? So there are like, there's multiple things that come into play, but I think what's really important for like, again, for what you're doing is making sure that you're not stressing the body too much, because it doesn't like that.
Okay. When I'm not fasting, it's pretty much just strict nachos bel grande.
Okay. Right.
All right. You know, and I always like I'm willing to try stuff. I think what I'm going to settle on is Whole Foods, like still do 18 to 16 hours a day fast 5 days a week, but I don't want to not eat vegetables or fruit and cut out, you know, bread and pasta and that kind of stuff. I don't need that. And that I have no cravings. And that's what's so great about it when you're in a routine. Yeah. And I've done vegan. I did the cabbage soup diet in the 90s. I've tried keto. I don't do well with moderation, I think, is my issue. And I think a lot of people have that. What do you tell them? What would you say the best approach is? Is it moderation? Is it following a program? Maybe they could find it Wayless MD. What do you think?
Yeah. It's such a great question. So, the problem is that, the majority of people, so it's estimated that 98%, I might as well say 100% of people, 100% of Americans have some type of metabolic dysfunction. You know, we should be able to, consume food, you know, kind of deviate a little bit, come back, reel it back in, and not gain weight, right? But because of our state of health, because of the lack of exercise, the poisoning of the standard American diet, you know, we're all in the rat race, we're stressed all the time, people rely on medications to sleep. So it is all of that. If you came to the table and you're a healthy person, you can do all of that and you're going to rebound in a millisecond, right?
Right.
But now we're so sick as a country that, you know, now it's just difficult to say like, oh, I'm just going to like, I'm going to go on a juice fast, or I'm going to go on this and that to reset. But it doesn't work that way anymore because of how the body's functioning.
Very interesting. Can you just describe, I had to look it up before because I've heard the term metabolic health a lot. What is metabolic health? What does that mean?
Yeah. So metabolic health means that your body's able to create energy and use your stored calories for fuel. It's as simple as that. So when you think about, the majority of people have over 400,000 calories stored in their body. So why would it stop if we created a calorie deficit? Why is this stopping? It's because our body is no longer functioning properly. And a lot has to do with where we're storing our fat and the visceral fat. So it's the waste, you know, because all of, you know, with metabolic dysfunction, a lot of the excess sugars and things like that get kind of dumped into the visceral, and the visceral is not accessible to the body for energy. So that's why you go on a diet, and then you kind of use other fat stores, but then because the visceral, the belly fat is so dangerous and inflammatory, the body won't readily use that because it doesn't want to promote more dysfunction and toxins in the body.
Interesting. My guest is Sherry Stoka. She created, or it's her business is Wayless MD in the Milwaukee area. Check it out. She's all about, you do such great things with clients too. I've seen on your website where you track their progress and all that kind of stuff. How did you get started in this racket? What made you passionate enough to make this a career?
Yeah, you know, I've always been interested in health. I mean, in very different and weird ways as a younger child. And I've been always like obsessed with, I was an athlete my whole life. I mean, I played college soccer. I went on to play professionally in the women's league. And so nice. I was always like, pretty into that. Again, not always in a healthy way, but it really drove me to learn. I was like, I wanted to learn about the body. And, you know, I was actually diagnosed with an autoimmune disease when I was 29. And then that drove me down the whole rabbit hole of like, what? This healthy athlete girl, you know, whatever. And I have autoimmunity, and that, you know, was, so that's kind of what drove me into like really understanding the body, not only how it loses weight, but how it stays healthy.
Where do you stand on gluten? I have a close relative who also has an autoimmune issue, and she is completely gluten-free. And when I've done keto, I've noticed in my body no inflammation. It's remarkable. And I've had doctors tell me, even if you don't have celiacs, if you give up gluten, you'll feel better. Where do you stand on it? Because a lot of the things we're talking about, fiber or, you know, carbs, there is gluten in those things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, it's a little bit simple because in the United States of America, we process the heck out of our grains, and, they're GMO, they're not real. So the body does not recognize, the grains, as it recognizes it as foreign now. So now instead of eating like a real grain that you would get maybe, you know, in Europe, in Italy, you're now getting a foreign object that the immune system is now attacking. So it all comes down to the quality of the food in America. I mean, period. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Wow. Let me ask you this. If you could only eat healthy or exercise, which of those is more important?
Food.
That's what I thought. Okay. I think we've talked about this before. I'm having deja vu. And I think I remember you saying that a healthier diet, because when you get to a certain age, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got to exercise till you're blue in the face. It's not going to do anything unless you're taking care of your body and feeding it the right things, right?
Yeah. The same, you can't out exercise a poor diet.
Right.
When you poison your food, whether you do it intentionally or not, your body's always going to be fighting against it. And so exercise, your body's already in a stress state. And then now exercise, is also putting your body in a stress state, which is supposed to be helpful because again, it's kind of like that fine line of like, you know, pushing the limits. We grow by, it's like anything else, like even our emotional, like if, you know, heartaches, we grow by those situations, and that's how the body is. And when you're already in a stressed, chronically inflamed disease state, and now you add exercise, now you're just, you're putting more fuel in the fire.
We've got Sherry Stoka here from Wayless MD in Milwaukee. We'll have more with her, and she's going to, you ready for some questions, Sherry? We'll do this right after a short.
I'm ready.
All right. Very short break. We'll be right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Donald Trump's inaugural committee has received $170 million in contributions, and it's expected to reach $200 million, almost double his 2017 total. Yes, the contributions pay for inaugural balls, but inaugural funds are also a vehicle for corporate pay-to-play contributions, currying favor for federal contracts, lenient legislation, or access to the president. The Associated Press reported January 9th that the totals were far beyond President Trump's $107 million in 2017 and President Biden's $62 million in 2021. The Federal Election Commission oversees inaugural contributions, and any donation of $200 or more must be reported. But 90 days after the contribution is made and long after the spotlight is gone. There are no individual or corporate contribution limits, and only foreign nationals are barred from donating. Among the known 2024 inaugural donors, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and Boeing all made public statements when they donated $1 million each. Energy company Chevron said in a statement to Reuters, "Chevron has a long tradition of celebrating democracy by supporting the inaugural committees of both parties." Or perhaps they're sending a message to someone. We have more on the pay-to-play history of inaugurations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back. My guest is Sherry Stoka. She is the founder of Wayless MD. She's a dietitian and a nutritionist. Check out Wayless MD down in the Milwaukee area. Can people find out more information about your business, Sherry, if they don't live in the Milwaukee area? Or do you offer any kind of online consultations or that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I actually franchised it. So we do have we have locations all over. But a lot of our services are 100% virtual. So absolutely. Cool. And that's all on our website.
Okay. Good to know. All right. We've got some questions here from listeners. Thank you for being a good sport here. And Paula says, that's a TV. Steve says, Grandma Krieger asks, is real butter better for you instead of margarine? Been conflicting stories through the past years.
Oh my gosh. Real butter all the way. Do not ever, ever, ever consume anything out of a tub.
Interesting. Would you say that's one of the biggest problems? Like you talked about poisons. I mean, I feel like food right now is kind of where tobacco was 30 years ago. Like the stuff they're putting in it, they want us to get addicted. So we keep buying it.
100%.
Right? Okay.
100%.
All right. Here's another one for you from the 608. From the 608. Oh, Steady Eddie says, Pete, I have a nutrition question for Sherry. Are the seed oils like canola, corn, soybean, and others unhealthy? They are everywhere. They are in chips, salad dressing, and many other food products. I use extra virgin olive for cooking and try to avoid the others. What are your thoughts on what oils are healthy and what oils are unhealthy?
Such a great question. Okay. So seed oils are industrialized and they are completely toxic to the body. They cause instant inflammation. So
wow.
Soy, canola, everything that he said, right on track. Like this is a big piece to our chronic disease because all diseases begin with inflammation and seed oils immediately cause inflammation in the body because how they're processed and industrialized. Now, what I will say is absolutely olive oil, extra virgin, but you don't want to cook with olive oil. It has a very low, fats are very fragile. So olive oil is amazing. Extra virgin organic is best. But you don't, if you're going to cook with it, it has to be a very low temperature. Otherwise, you damage the fat, and it could also create like inflammatory compounds. But cooking, you want to cook with either butter, coconut oil. I mean, you can even cook with, I mean, I know it sounds weird, but like lard is better to cook. Anything at high temperature, oils get damaged, and the seed oils are already damaged. So you don't want to like, you know, supercharge the damage effect in the body.
That's so deceptive, because it sounds like it should be healthy, because you're saying seeds, they sound of the earth, you know, like,
do
but
you
I guess
see
that's
this?
How they get you.
This is totally insane.
Yeah.
I don't know how like politically correct I need to be. Like I say it all the time. I'm like, just do a little search on baby formulas. Like if anyone is like pregnant, don't use any baby formulas. I mean, they've been shown to cause necrotizing, like short bowel, like the food is poison. I mean, it just is. So we have to be very mindful of this.
Wow. All right. Here's another one for you, Sherry. What's your take on calorie deficit?
Okay.
That was a very sinister.
Oh my God. I feel like I would have like told you to ask those questions, but, okay. So calorie deficits don't work because of, the metabolic dysfunction. So unfortunately, you know, if you were like a healthy, you know, athlete, younger child, and you're like, okay, let's kind of like, let's ease up on the calories, you probably like lose a little bit of weight. But now the body, like I said, it no longer accesses calories in the body any longer when you create a calorie deficit because of the metabolic dysfunction. So that's why weight loss is very short term. I mean, the good news is that we know how to hijack all of that. But unfortunately, with, again, it all comes down to like the foundational health.
Really interesting. Sherry Stokes is here answering our diet and nutrition questions. Can you stay through the news? I want to get to the top five unhealthy things we discussed. I think that's important too. Let's try to get one more in here before a break. Bridget from the 818 has a question. Oh, this is a good one. Is avocado oil good for cooking with higher temperatures?
Yes.
I've heard that's better than olive oil because of the carcinogens or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it has a higher smoke point. So just like coconut oil. So again, I don't want to like convolute this, but you have to be careful about where you're getting your oils, because they can be very processed. But avocado oil absolutely can be a really good cooking oil, because it can withstand like really high temperatures.
Okay, good to know. Steady Eddie, a follow-up. I don't eat a lot of beef, but the beef I do eat is organic grass-fed beef. What are Sherry's thoughts?
Yes. I eat that all the time.
Okay.
Beef is great. I mean, so many nutrients and that's another thing that I think we should have another talk about at some time, about the fake veggie burgers versus real meat and all of that.
Oh, that's another conversation. That's a great one. Okay.
Yeah.
Bridget, also with a follow-up, we've got about 30 seconds before our break. Why is everything about protein now?
Well, protein is super important. Especially as you age, and because the standard American diet is deficient in protein, and that's why people are like wasting away, and you hear all this stuff like, oh, you know, muscle loss, this causes muscle loss. It's because we don't get high quality protein anymore. So it's funny that she asked that question, because I don't really hear about the push about protein, but we're pushing protein all the time because of how important it is.
Oh, this is enlightening. Sherry Stokes is here. She's going to stick around through the news, Civic Media's award-winning news. We will be right back with more, and I'm going to tell you the top five New Year's weight loss resolutions that fail every time, courtesy of Sherry. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You don't have to call me to tell you. I don't want to be your son.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling continues over the details.
ABC News learning the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Capital One says it's deeply disappointed after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued the bank, asserting it cheated account holders out of more than $2 billion in savings account interest. Brown-Forman, maker of Jack Daniels, said it's reducing its global workforce by 12%. It's also closing its Louisville barrel-making plant. This is ABC News.
Hi,